Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. President Murmu calls for use of new technology to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary care. Cooperation Minister Jacob Jimomi highlights challenges in Northeast at National Conference. Focus Nagaland project concludes with asset handover to line departments. And 24 Dr. T. Ao Trophy, inter-district tourney to commence from 1st August in Kohima. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that technology, like other fields, has the potential to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care as well. Addressing the 11th convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh, today, the president said that the use of technology can empower veterinary hospitals across the country.
टेक्नोलॉजी के प्रयोग से देश भर के पशु चिकित्साओं को सशक्त बनाया जा सकता है जीनोम एडिटिंग एम्ब्रॉयडरी ट्रांसपोर्ट टेक्नोलॉजीज आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस बिग डेटा एनालिटिक्स जैसे टेक्नोलॉजी की प्रयोग से इस क्षेत्रों में क्रांतिकारी बदलाव ला जा सकते हैं.
President Murmu said that today the concept of One Health is gaining importance across the world. This concept holds that humans, domestic and wild animals, flora and the wider environment are all interdependent. Nagaland's Minister for Cooperation, N. Jacob Jimomi, participated in the National Conference of Cooperation Ministers of States and Union Territories, chaired by Union Minister of Cooperation, Amit Shah, at New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Jimomi commended the ministry's National Cooperative Database Initiative, saying it helped the state government to cancel non-functioning cooperatives. Highlighting the unique challenges in the Northeast, Mr. Jimomi noted that cooperatives in the region remain financially and managerially weak, relying on government support, especially through National Cooperative Development Corporation. He urged the center's continued support for popular projects like the Integrated Cooperative Development Project. Further, the minister highlighted challenges in the computerization of primary agricultural credit societies, PACS, citing low digital literacy among PACS staff. To address this, he suggested deploying data entry operators for at least 3 years to support this digitization. He also raised issues faced by PACS in implementing activities under Jan Oshadhi Kendra, Common Service Centers, and PM Kisan Samridhi Kendra. Later, the minister planted saplings at Nagaland Guest House in Arkepuram as part of Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign. The Fostering Climate Resilient Upland Farming System in the Northeast Focus Nagaland project concluded with the handing over of assets to line departments. At the official closing ceremony held at the Civil Secretariat today, the assets were formally handed over to the Department of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources, Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Cooperation and Agriculture. A memorandum of agreement was also signed under which the departments assumed full responsibility for maintenance, upscaling and future use of the assets. Addressing the gathering, Chief Secretary and Chairman PSC Focus Nagaland, Dr. J. Alam said resource persons and knowledge partners are the biggest takeaway from the project, urging departments to effectively use the resources to mobilize and expand projects. The departments were also briefed on their expected roles following the exit of the 6-year-long Focus Nagaland project. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Akashwani Kohima bid farewell to Ms. Abino Lasu, head of program, who superannuated from service today. Ms. Lasu began her career at AIR Kohima as an assistant editor for educational broadcast on 28 June 1989. She was promoted to program executive in 2003, after which she was posted to the local radio station in Mokokchung. In April 2024, she was promoted to assistant director, program, and assumed charge as head of program at Akashwani Kohima from July 2024 to June 2025. In her farewell speech, Ms. Lasu encouraged the staff to work together in harmony, embracing their diverse backgrounds. She emphasized the importance of mutual understanding in achieving collective goals.
We all come from different backgrounds, but If you come together and understand each other, you can make things work. Another thing is, don't play blame game. Accept your fault, accept where you have gone wrong, and then try to talk among yourself and correct it.
The outgoing officer also extended her gratitude to all staff for support to her. On the occasion, Cluster Head and Deputy Director General, Engineering, KK Rengma, praised Ms. Lasu for her dedication and long-standing service to the organization. Mr. Rengma extended his best wishes for her future endeavors. Naglan government has launched Phase 2 of the Naglan Disaster Management School Safety Policy Compliance Course in collaboration with the Naglan State Disaster Management Authority, School Education Department, and NagaEd. This mandatory digital training program aims to equip teachers across government and private schools with essential disaster preparedness and safety skills. Launched in December 2023, Phase 1 saw over 7,500 teachers register, with more than 3,100 certified. Phase 2 focuses on ensuring completion by all teachers and reaching new participants. Teachers can register or access the course on the website education.nagaland.gov.in. The Railway Protection Force today conducted a post-explosion scenario mock drill at Dimapur Railway Station in collaboration with the State Disaster Response Force, Medical Department, Naglan Police and Fire and Emergency Services. Speaking to the media, Assistant Security Commissioner, Northeast Frontier Railway, Sanjeet Sarkar, said the exercise aimed to assess the preparedness and coordination among various departments in the event of any real-life emergency. As part of the simulation, a bomb explosion scenario was staged to evaluate the response time, medical evacuation of the injured, and overall crowd management to prevent stampedes. The drill gauged the efficiency of emergency services in providing immediate aid and maintaining public order. The 24th edition of Naglan's premier football tournament, the Dr. T. Ao Trophy, will be held in Kohima from August 1 to 15. The Inter-District Championship is hosted by the Kohima Football Association, organized by the Naglan Football Association, NFA, and powered by the District Planning and Development Board, Kohima. Addressing a press conference at IG Stadium today, NFA President Nibu Sekose announced that this year's tournament will follow a knockout format with teams divided into four groups. He informed that the champions will receive a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees, the runners-up 2 lakh rupees, and semi-finalists 50,000 rupees each.
And this tournament will be played in a league home knockout. The champion will get rupees of 3 lakh, runners-up 2 lakh, semi-finalists 50,000 each. All the 17 districts will get a preparation fund of 50,000 each. The trophy certificate and all the others trophy management will be prepared by the NFA.
The championship will be conducted in accordance with the guidelines approved by the All India Football Federation. Speaking on preparations, Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchem, stated that the organizing committee is headed by DPDB Chairman and MLA Kevi Podi Sofi and co-chaired by MLA Dr. Ato, with around 20 subcommittees and nearly 150 members. Earlier, DC Kohima and NFA President officially unveiled the tournament's poster and media campaign. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Murmu calls for use of new technology to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary care. Cooperation Minister Jacob Jumomi highlights challenges in Northeast at National Conference. Focus Naglan project concludes with asset handover to line departments. And 24th Dr. T. Ao Trophy, inter-district tourney to commence from 1st August in Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.